I had always imagined that college would be different than high school. I thought that I would enter the Colorado State campus and feel this wonderful sort of enlightenment, like just being there would make me an adult. Or at least that I had some purpose in life besides using up the air that was meant for those greater than me. But no, college seemed just as confusing and frustrating as high school. In fact, it was harder, because I didn't have my mom around to take care of me. No home-cooked meals, no laundry folded on the corner of my bed. If I wanted to go someplace, I couldn't just borrow her car. I had to wait 20 minutes for the bus to come wheezing up. If I ran out of food, I had to trek out to the store. If I wanted my roommate Ashley to turn her music down, well, I had to suck it up because she wouldn't, no matter how nicely I asked. I'd only been on campus for a week, but I was already beginning to feel scared and alone, and somewhat nauseous. If Derek hadn't been with me, I don't know what I would have done. Derek had been my best friend since the third grade, when he beat up Roger Miller for knocking me off the swings. We'd tried dating a couple of times, but something always screwed it up. Usually it was Derek's wandering eye, or maybe it was my inability to admit having any feelings for him stronger than friendship. Eventually, we decided to keep our tongues out of each other's mouths because we cherished our friendship too much to let stupid crap like that ruin it. Derek followed me to Colorado State. Sure, he said he chose CSU because he got a football scholarship to play first string for the Rams, but Derek also got a scholarship to play running back for the Florida Gators and the University of Alabama. I knew the real reason he came with me was because the thought of going someplace new, totally on your own, was scary as hell. I guess he thought having one other person to be alone with was better than having nobody. I was definitely with him on that. Until Derek told me he was going to CSU, I had been in a constant state of hyper-anxiety.